It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
In the 6th century B.C. lived a man by the name of Aesop. He was an extremely wise man in a very practical sort of way. He was a master storyteller whose stories carried with them a great principle. Many of his stories have been preserved and are circulated throughout the world to this very day. One of his stories had to do with a man who had accumulated a great deal of wealth. Instead of spending his wealth to make life more enjoyable for himself, and instead of giving his wealth away to make life more enjoyable for others, he cashed in his wealth and put it all in gold. The man took his gold and went into a forest near his home and buried it in the ground. Then each day he would walk out to where the gold was, dig it from the ground, and handle it. He would spend most of his time polishing the gold and keep it shining. After polishing the gold, he would wrap it back up, place it back in the ground, and cover it up again. Day after day, the man would go through the same routine. Go to the woods, dig up the gold, polish it, look at it, admire it, and then replace it. The man was indeed proud of his wealth. One day another man heard about the gold. He hid in the woods and waited. When the rich man passed, the second man followed him at a distance. He hid himself behind a tree and watched as the miser dug up his gold, polished it, and admired it. He watched as the man placed it back into the ground. When the miser left, the second man remained, hiding behind the tree. When the miser had gone out of view, the second man went to where the gold was, dug it up, and placed all the gold in a bag and escaped with it. The next day, the miser made his way back to where he kept the gold buried. Upon arriving, he noticed that someone had stolen his gold. The miser began to scream at the top of his voice, "Someone has stolen my gold! Someone has stolen my gold!" Others who heard him screaming came running to see what the trouble was. When the miser was questioned about it, he told those who had come what had happened. One man in the crowd asked the miser what he planned to do with the gold. "Do with it? Do with it? What do you mean, what did I plan to do with it? I wasn't planning to do anything with it. I was only going to keep it and admire it." "Well, if that's the case," replied the other man, "why don't you simply put some rocks in the hole and admire them? They will serve the same purpose." You know, money is only a means to an end, not an end in itself. You should use your money to benefit yourself and others. And if you don't plan to do that with your money, then get yourself some rocks. They aren't nearly as expensive and are a whole lot less likely to be lost or stolen. After all, rocks are as good as gold to hoard.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.